The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
Man, I'm glad to be back in the studio again, man, because I got some shit to talk about.
Really?
Yeah, no, for real. I've seen through the bullshit. I'm actually speaking from knowledge now. You know, a lot of times I just be talking some shit that I know.
So you're not shooting from the hip?
No.
Before you get to your topic, can I just say, I think we made these niggas retire.
You're listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.
Listen.
It's been since the second, my nigga. They last dropped on the second, my nigga.
Some niggas get off season.
I think they gave up, man.
No, but they probably took off for the holiday, though.
Right.
What holiday?
Thanksgiving. They probably took off for the month.
Halloween.
No, come on, my nigga.
Yeah, them niggas still celebrate trick or treat.
Halloween.
They got candy poison.
It's over.
It's the holiday season.
It's over. It's over, my nigga. These niggas have quit. They like, fuck it. We was going to try, but them niggas came so thorough with it.
Hey, Montoya is still, you know, he's still enrolled.
Hey, look, if y'all ever want to be guests on the show, you know what I'm saying? Just let us know. We'll let y'all. Maybe y'all could be like, so we're tired of messing with Smooth. We'll mess with y'all. Y'all come on the show, we'll pick on y'all and shit. But can't nobody else pick on y'all. It'll just be us picking on y'all. We'll protect y'all, though. But I mean, hey, man, you know, podcast ain't for everybody.
We come offering protection.
Podcast ain't for everybody.
No, I mean, listen, people have lives, be honest.
I get it. We don't have lives?
No. People have jobs, be honest.
Yeah.
People have, I ran out of excuses for
Yeah, I don't know, man.
You said the second, huh?
I'm waiting on it. November 2nd was the last time they dropped the show.
Well, you know, maybe he dropped the mic. Maybe he thought he was that funny. Reese, dude, and he was like, he dropped the mic and now he can't find it.
I think they gave up.
Well, be honest. So when you're looking at their shows, right, and you see when they drop it, they drop one at the end of September, then they didn't drop their next one for, these niggas take hiatus. 20 days later, and then they came 6 days later. So it's like, it just depends. So they take extended breaks. They must have hit the lottery.
So do you think that made my joke about them retiring funnier or not as funny? What the fuck, man?
He added data.
I'm sitting there trying to make a joke.
Take that for data.
What the fuck? What kind of host do we got here?
Oh, I'm just saying.
That's
facts.
But why? What are we talking about facts? We're trying to be funny. Obviously, the niggas didn't really retire. They probably just been, okay, great.
They're like an irregular period.
Shoot from the Hip Show was a better show than ours. Is that what you want to say, Smooth? Yeah. Hey, tell us how great the Shoot from the Hip Show is. Go.
Oh, no, they dropped one day ago.
Tell us how great the Shoot from the Hip Show is.
It's really great. I haven't heard it.
it's like an irregular period.
Will you do me a favor?
They dropped one day.
What the fuck are you doing right now? How are you? What are you producing?
I should have a computer in front of me.
No, what shouldn't. Are you doing though? What? Tell me what goal you hope to obtain.
I was just trying to make sure that we had the facts. You know, I was just talking about the facts there, sir. Yeah, that's all it was. That's all it was.
So who do you think is going to laugh harder now? Shoot from the Hip Show or the listeners?
Shoot from the Hip Show.
So are you want to be on their show? I will trade you to...
Don't do that,
Montoya's. We'll trade Montoya's for Jay Smooth.
Oh, come on. Let's do it. Like in a heartbeat. That'd be like...
Fuck you, Jay, man.
No, what are you talking about?
You just sold us out.
I hope you fuck your good shirt up, nigga, in the washer. Nigga, I hope that good shirt just fuck up. I promise you. All the buttons on that bitch fall off for the winter.
You know what? Honestly.
You haven't even given Reese a chance.
And I hope the tread come off your dad's shoes.
Bro, you haven't even given Reese a chance.
Fuck like, that.
Like, you ain't really got a chance to know the guy.
Damn that. It's all good.
You might like Reese.
In there in Houston?
Yeah.
I'm good.
He probably get bitches.
Nah, I'm good. He married, though.
I know.
He ain't gonna be out there.
That's never stopped you before. You tried to get both of us in trouble.
Yeah.
So are you done fucking up our jokes?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, y'all niggas, y'all ain't shit. Y'all do me so wrong most of the time anyway. So
that's what I was about. It was spiteful.
Why
so you're gonna make our show worse because you're offended?
It's not. Y'all get on me all the fucking time.
I understand.
You know what I'm saying? But make me feel like shit.
But do we get on you for the benefit of the show or for the harm of the show?
for the benefit of the show.
Yeah. So what you just did.
Y'all, so just to joke me and just get down on me where you just, you know, it's bullying.
And the show,
you guys bully. But the
show,
you bully me.
But the show is better because of it.
No, it
you're
shouldn't
a sacrificial
be. That's
lamb.
Because the listeners don't fucking know better.
You're a sacrificial lamb. The show is, trust me, the show is much better because of it.
You
however,
you shouldn't bully me.
What you just did, do you think that made the show better or worse?
It made it better.
Listen, let me tell you right now.
It did.
Smooth bringing content. This was content, J Mac.
This negotiation ain't over.
The one time I bring facts,
Montoya. This negotiation ain't over.
Right.
Montoya, I had you guys back, dog. See, I was just looking out for
you. That's what I'm saying. So that's what I'm saying.
I was looking out for him.
I
did like how some of the listeners would do for me, right?
I think you like the name "Shoot from the Hip" better.
You do. You do. You said you always shoot from the hip. Yeah. You said you don't ever come prepared.
You like that name too. That suits you.
So what are you saying, J Mac?
I'm saying
you trying to trade midseason,
huh?
You trying to trade?
The deadline isn't done yet.
Yeah, it's
that's
not
February.
Trade deadline ain't over.
We got
yet.
Time, bro.
Oh shit!
See, yeah, you got time.
Yeah, we got time to figure this out. We'll work it out.
Well, okay. Yeah, it's up to you though, Jay Smooth.
Okay, cool.
Honestly, we might be able to get Reese and Montoya's because this nigga always shoots from the hip. But hey, whatever.
I don't know. We want my real. So yes, we don't want both.
Maybe they're not retired. Fine. What were you going to say, J-Man? This nigga's fucking up my jokes.
Nah, it's too late. Oh, no. The bullshit.
Yes.
I've seen through it because, again, I've actually had a Popeye's chicken fucking sandwich.
Oh, yeah. I try to tell you.
But see, you had it before the craze, right?
Yeah, but I still try to tell you. And give me the exact same review I gave because I know it's going to be the same. Anybody who has this motherfucker gives the exact same review I did. Go ahead.
It's a motherfucking chicken breast and a couple pickles on a bun.
Yep.
With some mayonnaise.
Is it a Popeye's chicken breast?
It's a Popeye's chicken.
So does it taste like the Popeye's chicken breast?
Yeah.
Or a tender?
Yeah.
Just like it, right?
Yeah. Like a thick tender.
Yeah. I don't get it. I don't get why people are dying. Literally dying.
And then this is what I'm telling you, to be honest. This is what's scary, right? We're watching some shit happen and we're acting like it's not happening, right? Like, because I've witnessed with my own taste bud what the fuck these people are losing their mind about. And there's no reason. There's no reason for people still to be, because I get it. Before you stood your ass in line.
Right.
You got caught up in the hoopla. You didn't know. You thought it could be something amazing that you never had before. Maybe, right? And this is what
there's
got you.
There's a possibility.
You know. But once you taste it, you don't go back in that fucking line again, right? You don't, you know it's not line worthy. It's not worth that again.
Here's the thing. Chick-fil-A always has a line.
That's true.
But I'll sit in a Chick-fil-A line to get their sandwich before I would sit in Popeye's to get their sandwich.
Yes, I would.
True or false?
Yes.
Smoothie, have you had the Popeye's sandwich yet?
Nope.
Oh, okay, you wouldn't know though. But yeah, I would sit in a Chick-fil-A line to get a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Well, that's twofold though. There's a twofold reason for that. Because their fucking Chick-fil-A line is like the epitome of fucking efficiency. So even when there is a line,
right,
it's not like you're going to be there forever.
They're going to get right. You through.
Yeah, they're not
running out.
Nah. that's only black barbecue places that do that shit. Right. Actually, white barbecue places do that shit too. But yeah, man, I know people, right? And that's what fucked me up. Like people in the Slack that I trust that was like—
Trust?
Yeah, I mean, the Slack.
She won't even tell us about Laura Snooty. Can't trust her.
But Laura Snooty will tell us about it, so don't worry about that. Laura Snooty dying to tell.
He's dying. If he gets permission,
yeah,
it's going to be a whole show.
Yeah, a whole two shows.
We'll make it a premium, okay?
I think that'll be a whole week. We'll make it a premium. Yeah.
Yeah, I promise.
Payers only. Get to pay for that.
So you're not going back. Who else in your family had one?
So this is the only reason I want. Oh, so I bought everybody one, right?
Okay.
Except for Jalen. I got him chicken tenders, right? Because okay. I was just like, you know what? Because he don't eat buns, right?
Right.
He's not a bun guy.
That's not going to work out very good when he gets a girlfriend.
We definitely ain't cut from that cloth. That's not something you just do. Because again, I could just imagine you never done that. Someone's like, I want you to lick my ass. Huh?
I don't know. Fritz Reggie said it's like three times.
Nah, just
remember, he's like the third time is ass licking time.
But that's because he's gonna
strike
do it himself.
One, strike two, ass licking.
Yeah, but that he's volunteering. I want to lick your ass. That's like right. Not you just going to hey. Just.
So if a woman asks you to lick her ass, you're not doing it.
No, smooth.
A woman asks you to lick her ass, you're not doing it.
Oh, depends on the chick.
Give me the stipulations.
Somebody I'm real close to, I'm fucking with on a regular.
In the future, like in the future, just say that. Don't say it depends on the chick. Say that. If the chick is such and such, such and such, then I would. You see how you save us some time? Produce the show if you want to produce it. So if I say, hey, Smooth, if a woman has you lick her ass, what you saying?
Depend on the chick.
Depend on the chick. Can you expand on that? Oh, well, what I'm saying is, can we just cut that middle part out?
Why? I like all of it. It's like trying to cut the fat off a steak. The fat is supposed to be there because it helps the steak taste a little bit better.
But it's not. This is too much fat.
We're 10% less bullshit on this show.
You got way too much fat.
Way too much. I'd say about 235, 240. What do you think? What do you think, Mac?
Like, I could see a couple folds that could be gone right there.
If you were 250, would you tell us?
I'm not 250.
Would you tell us?
Close? Are you close?
Would you tell us?
Nope. Are you close to
250? Because I can see it in your face. You
got me fucked all the way up.
You carrying your cheeks a little chunkier, like when Kevin Hart got fat.
If this nigga got 250, we'd have to do an intervention.
What about 240? I mean, he's got to be close to 240.
You carrying a dental plan?
You got to be close to 240.
You got to be not carrying.
Are you close to 240?
Nope. Never.
Not even close. Nope. Not even remotely close.
Nope.
Man, that's a lot of luggage right there in the front, Jason. That's you trying to, like, you'd like a whole way back from the table, but you're still touching it.
Okay,
you didn't used to be like that.
What's wrong with Smooth tonight? I'm not that fat, nigga.
You niggas killing me. He's docile tonight.
Like,
you niggas killing me.
This cold weather has made him docile.
Hey, look,
everything good at home, man.
Everything's great.
Okay. I see. You eating good.
Hey, I'm always way good.
So what did the family think? How many yays and how many nays?
Everybody was overhyped. Everybody.
See, that's the thing. It's not a bad sandwich.
No, it's not. It was a good sandwich, but it was definitely overhyped.
But I'm not sending a line for it.
It was kin to Black Panther. I said it.
No, you didn't get any throwback for me.
It was a good movie, but it was fucking way overhyped. It wasn't and when I say good movie, I was entertained.
It was decent, yeah.
Yeah, but to what people fucking was talking about changing, doing something for Black
people in America. I'm not wearing a dashiki. Would you wear a dashiki to Wakanda too?
I would just like to know, how has Black people changed lives, in America?
They told us, no, let's rewind. They told us this was the beginning of great shit for Black people.
Right.
They was like, yo, do you know what this means?
Right. Do you know what this means?
King Kunta was like, do you know what this means?
Do you know what this means?
To have T'Challa on the big screen?
What does it mean? What has it meant?
Nothing.
That's what I want to know. Nothing. What has it meant?
Black folks still getting drugged by the cops.
Right.
But nothing changed. Black folks still are spending their money on chicken sandwiches. Niggas are dying.
Dying.
For Popeye's chicken sandwiches.
And niggas is going to jail too.
Going to jail?
White people getting beat the fuck down.
White people are losing their fucking mind and saying nigga and all kind of shit for chicken.
And the thing about
it is, Wakanda taught us nothing about how to be a civilization.
Niggas ain't learned shit about Wakanda. Ain't wore them dashiki since.
Y'all gonna realize years later after eating that fucking chicken sandwich, something is gonna go wrong with you. You know what I'm saying? That they doing some type of test. Instead of the testing is already being done. Chemical shit in the air, they now put in a chicken sandwich.
This is the result of the testing, right? They've done something already to make people act like this. This is what these people in these fucking lines and killing each other for the chicken. That's the result of what they've already done. I don't know what they...
I don't know how
they activated these MK Ultra motherfuckers over this chicken sandwich, but it worked.
It's going to be just like that one movie with the cell phone shit when they... Call everybody, and everybody just go crazy. Wild as fuck.
Yeah.
That chicken sandwich nigga is in your DNA. It's in you now. Like, J-Man, we be on the podcast, my nigga. You just nut the fuck up. Zombie apocalypse or whatever you say.
Not little J-Mac. I didn't hook him up.
Yo, he's gonna be the only one alive.
Right. Hey, you lucky, son. You're welcome. But I had that and because I had to. What happened was I was coming home, the line. And at first, I thought they was closed. The one I sent where they say, work here today, get paid tomorrow, like they fucking labor ready and shit.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's the one in front of the Lowe's right there?
Yeah, on 70 or Ronald Reagan right there. And I was like, I thought they were closed, but because there was only like 5 cars. I'm like, oh, well, shit, that's like a normal line. Let me just pull in and... I called A11. I'm like, do you want one of these chicken sandwiches?
See, that's the crazy part, man. You were so happy.
Right.
Think about that, the way that that whole thing planned out.
Right.
Like, you saw the line was low. You're like, what the fuck, are they closed? They're not closed. Let me pull in here right quick.
Right.
Like, they got you a little bit too.
Well, no, what happened was she said, they love called me. She's like, I ain't cook. And I was like, oh shit. Well, I'll find something on the way home. And I was thinking Wingstop.
Right.
But then I saw the line and I was like, okay, I want
to. If there's ever a time to try this
because,
bullshit.
Right, because I'm not going to ever get in one of these lines.
Right.
And these lines don't ever seem, except for this one, to be really going away. So
in hindsight, would Wingstop have been better?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So they kind of got you a little bit.
Yeah.
They got you a little bit. I know it wasn't a lot bit, but they got you a little bit.
For research.
And they made what? $20 off you?
Yeah, because I got the $10 wing, the strip box.
That's a good fucking deal.
That is.
Two drinks, two fries, and what is it?
Six
tenders.
Yeah.
$10.
$10.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, that's a good deal. That's a great deal. Because Popeye's shit, right? And they chicken be expensive as fuck.
The one up where we work at is like, how are the $2 more than a regular Popeye's?
Yeah, they don't have none of those deals. Like, their deals, they like.
They have that $10, but I realized after last time we went, they have that $10 box. We just didn't get it.
Yeah.
Gotta get it.
And you see that? You gotta. What's your favorite sauce?
I don't eat sauce.
What?
Of any kind. No sauce.
Yo, what's your favorite Popeye sauce, Jason? Because this motherfucker's not human.
I don't really get a lot of sauce. I eat hot sauce from there. I don't get a lot of the sauce over there.
Like on tenders or nothing? Like.
But I tell you what I do get. The Cajun Sparkle. You ever had that?
Nah.
Ask for the Cajun Sparkle next time.
What the fuck is that?
It's like a
that you be sprinkling
that
on.
That sounds like some shit you get at the fucking spa.
It's like when you get a pizza and they give you them packs and shit that you put on your
Like
you'd
be like, what do you want today, sir? I want the Cajun Sparkle, please.
Cajun Sparkle is like the cheat code. It's like the 50 Man cheat code or something. It's like a blend of spices. I don't know what the fuck it is.
And they just dust
paprika, motherfucker.
and they dust your
onion.
They dust your chicken with it.
Yeah, no, it's in a little packet. You have to ask for it. They don't just. It's not sitting down now. You have to ask for it.
What's it called again?
Cajun Sparkle.
Okay, Cajun Sparkle. I just found out that KFC got their own proprietary shit.
Like a rub?
No, it's a sauce. It's what the fuck do they call it? Good KFC something. And I said, what is that?
Yum yum sauce?
Yeah, she said it's our proprietary, you know. I said, what sauces do you have? And because I'm a sauce guy. I like sauces.
Is Smoove doing homework on the show?
Must be.
Are you doing homework on the show, man? Let me ask y'all a question. We done with Popeye's?
Sweet Heat.
Yep.
Sweet Heat.
Yeah, that's the
chips.
No, the motherfucking that sauce. No,
Sweet Heat chips are bomb.
I'm telling you, that sauce that they have at fucking Popeye's.
Okay. Right. Would you ever be willing to raise a baby? You didn't say that in the mic.
Oh, what?
Would you be willing to raise a baby?
Mm.
Ask Google because you don't know what
baby
is.
Do I have to bring, doing?
Is it house trained?
You have to train it.
Okay. Indoor? Is it outdoor?
Indoor.
All right. Let me see this here. What is a thaby?
No, thaby.
Thaby.
No, not they. Thaby.
Thaby.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Okay.
These came back from a search.
Nothing.
What is a thaby?
Here's the definition of baby.
Nope.
A very young child, especially one newly or recently born.
I'm assuming that's not what you're asking.
Let me do it. Tell me when to say it.
All right, hold on.
You don't have to if you don't want to.
Here you go.
What is a baby?
Here's the definition of baby.
Yeah, she doesn't understand your accent.
Yes, I'm too southern for her.
Yeah, dude.
So Smoove.
What do you? And I wonder that too. Why? I've been just thinking, like, how come you don't sound country?
Well,
because you were born out here.
I was. My mother was a teacher for my entire life. Maybe that's why.
Is she not from here either, though?
She's from the country. She's from North Georgia.
And she don't have that country talk?
Jay Smoove, my mom got a country accent?
Nope.
No. She's from a place called Booger Holler.
What?
Booger Holler.
So maybe it's only niggas that get that.
No,
that's true. That's
Come
not true.
On.
No,
are you
I know.
Kidding?
I was just fucking around with black people because I did. I used to help out with this when I was doing sales. I had this one guy that was a white dude that came in with just overalls with no shirt on,
right?
And no one wanted to fuck with him because they couldn't understand what he was talking about, and he sounded like Boomhauer.
Sorry,
like, the Bahamas.
Be honest. Are you saying V A B A B Y?
No, a baby.
Yeah, that's
he's talking about they be doing this and they be doing that. I bet that's what he's
doing. No. You're saying
think, you think he's using one of your lines as a topic?
So you're saying you wouldn't raise a they be? So let me ask you a question, J Smoove. What pronouns do you identify as? Smoove. Hey, pay attention. What hold on, Mac. Don't look. No.
Right.
Smoove, what pronouns do you identify as?
A boy.
A boy. Mac, what pronouns do you identify as?
He,
him?
Him, yeah.
That's funny because you said it. You're such a fucking faggot. Okay, so what are the other pronouns? What are some people who don't want to be gender specific say?
Oh, they don't say it, do they?
They don't. What do they say? They there, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, so what would you raise a they be? Let me just read.
So, this right here?
Couple raises child as gender neutral they be.
Okay, so.
Long before Kyle Myers ever gave birth, Kyle, K-Y-L, because it's a woman, you know it is. She knew she wanted her child to be a they be. Or a baby raised without the construct of gender. Speaking to The Cut, Myers described the moment she realized as a gender studies student at the University of Utah that gender was a social construct, one that she did not want to impose this on her future child. Sure, there are biological differences among the sexes. I get that. But once I was exposed to it, I couldn't unsee or unlearn that gender is a social construct, Myers recalled. And when Myers did give birth 2 years ago to baby Zoomer,
that's funny.
To little baby Zoomer, she and her partner were adamant that Zoomer grows up in an environment free of gender stereotypes where their child could come to an understanding of their own gender in their own time. For Myers, this meant providing Zoomer with all options. Like a rainbow exploded. In an effort to be gender creative rather than limiting them to gender neutral. It has also meant intentionally removing gender bias from Zoomer's life, referring to toys as they rather than he or she, and shopping in both the boys and girls sections for clothes. However, although the phenomenon of raising children as they-bees is becoming more common, because it's so common now.
It is.
Everybody's got a fucking baby.
Alicia Keys is raising a baby, isn't she?
I'm going to get to her clip in a second.
Okay.
There are many who still struggle to grasp the concept. For Myers and her partner, this included Zoomer's grandparents. Man, Zoomer's a cute little baby, too.
Does it look like Zoomer got a dick?
Looks like Zoomer should have a dick.
Okay.
I doubt that he will. whoa. His middle name, Zoomer Coyote. I'll keep going. When Myers gave birth to Zoomer, she decided to keep their anatomy a secret from Zoomer's grandparents so they would realize Myers was serious about her decision and her dedication to raising her child this way. And so they would become comfortable using the correct pronouns. So did they never change a diaper?
That's what I'm about to say. You can't even get a diaper change, Grandma.
No. Watch out, Mama. No, I got it.
The baby got shit in a pipe.
But according to Myers, Zoomer's grandparents initially felt they were missing out on valuable experiences such as bathing their grandchild. Myers' dedication to the correct pronouns also extends past their home life. Myers told The Cut, so many of the root causes of health outcomes are related to gender, not sex. Referring to people who ask if a child is a boy or a girl. According to Myers, this is almost the same as asking whether the child is more likely to develop an eating disorder, as in this case with girls, or to die in a car accident like boys.
What? Is that a thing? Like, boys die in car accidents more than girls? Is that a real statistic that we give a fuck or can really qualify? Is that because they're boys? Yeah, that what happens.
I'm sorry, I'm distracted, man.
So am I.
I'm scrolling through here, and I see this is my first time reading this article. And there's an Instagram picture of Zoomer's parents. One of them is a fucking guy, a real guy, like with a beard and shit. Look like a.
That doesn't mean that's a real guy. Am I wrong,
Smoove? He looks like a nigga that you would play ball with or something.
That could.
I'm not kidding. He looks like a nigga that you could go hang with, and he drinks beer and whatever.
That doesn't mean that's what he started looking like. Because you remember you saw that contest.
No, this is a man.
That's what some of them dudes look like dudes too, though.
And despite the couple's decision to stay out of Zoomer's gender, Zoomer is already acknowledging the differences in people, calling men on the street Dada, as they resemble his father and vice versa. Notice they said his and her, but it's supposed to be they and their. The couple also expects Zoomer to self-identify their gender soon. According to Myers, it will likely happen when they are 3 or 4, at which point Myers said, we can all just get on board, you know? Do you know?
Get on board with what?
With whatever they say. However, the couple is adamant they have not raised Zoomer this way, so they will be gender nonconforming. Although that outcome wouldn't be surprising, considering they have not raised him to conform to binary gender.
What gave it away? The fucking coyote has his middle name?
I'm seeing that he has a little sticker. Hello, my name is Zoomer, with a smiley face. They/them. Aww. Rather, the couple is raising Zoomer as a they-be, partly because intersex people exist, and transgender people exist, and queer people exist, and sex and gender occur on a spectrum. Yet our culture loves to think people, all 7 billion of them, can and should be reduced to either/or. For Zoomer, anatomy has no impact on their childhood. I'm not even going to tell you where you can follow Zoomer's life because we don't give a fuck.
Not at all. Because this is...
now I ask you again. Would you guys raise a baby?
No, man. We ain't got no babies around here.
What if A-Love came to you and said...
Nah.
I'm sure this guy... Whoever this dude is with the beard, looks like he plays ball. He could play ball with
us. I'm not pusmatized. That nigga must be pusmatized.
What if she was like, this really means a lot to me?
Nah. You know what means a lot to me? You should have had another baby girl that if you wanted another girl.
No, well, I don't want a girl, though.
No, listen.
She doesn't. Not me. She doesn't want a girl. She wants a baby. She right. wants to let the baby decide when they're 4 or 5. And then we can all get on board.
Why don't we just give the baby a gun, too? Let it do whatever the fuck it wants to do.
No, that's not the same.
Why not? Well,
you're comparing killing someone with a gun choosing your gender.
What I'm comparing it to
disgusting,
is...
Disgusting, toxic masculinity.
Is allowing a 4-year-old to make fucking life-fucking-changing decisions.
Smooth, have you nothing to say about this?
That's what we're talking about, really.
So this is...
Be the voice of reason.
This is the crazy shit that I'm saying.
Babies, you know,
that
babies I've should always be able said to? That.
You know, with social media today and just, like, where people are, like, everybody's want to... They giving so much energy to this gender shit, right? And transsexuals, queer, all that shit. And it's to the point now... Where these motherfuckers talking about, we don't want to give, you gonna confuse the shit out of this fucking kid, right? So it worked for your mom and dad, it worked for your grandparents, it worked for your great grandparents. Now all of a fucking sudden, it's not gonna work for the fucking your kids. This bullshit, you know what I'm saying? And once again, this, wherever the fuck, I don't know where this source come from, but it's just, The shit that they putting out in front of us nowadays, where, like, you know, you hear about babies now, and it's on cartoons, it's on all the TV shows where this gay shit and all of this shit. That fucking kid gonna come up to be, he gonna grow up to be fucking gay or confused one.
I just figured it out.
This is bullshit.
This is all the trick by the fucking racist white supremacist, you know, system.
These are white people.
I know.
Okay.
But they're just pawns.
Oh.
These people are just pawns. The gay, transgenders, all of that stuff. You got to accept me as whoever I want to be, right? You know what I mean? Because if we get to the point where motherfuckers can just say I'm this, whatever, that, the other, and it just has to be accepted, right? And we're doing thabies and all that. You have to accept a racist, right? Like, I mean...
No.
Why not? Because if I can... Well, listen, if I can be raised as a... Come on, man. If I can raise a thaby, I can't raise a racist?
That's where we're going?
No. if I can raise a thaby to believe whatever the fuck and identify however they want, give them the reins to identify. So if I do that with a baby and they decide they don't like fucking black people, or white people. Didn't I give them the right to do that? Like, if they just go, no, I don't like
this.
This
is the same argument you have about robots. And I don't like it. It's silly.
It is not.
It is. It's too far.
It's not.
I want to focus on baby motherfuckers. Like,
I'm telling you.
They're the ones who need to be focused on. You're talking about white nationalism shit, man. What are you talking about?
I'm telling you.
I want to focus my shit on people like this.
This is because these people.
The other day, I went to the nail salon with Genesis. He's in the chair. He's like, I want rainbow. So he tells the lady that he wants rainbow colors on his nails. And she brings all of these colors and she paints each nail a different color. And after he painted his nails, he looked at me and said, "Mommy, I don't want this on my nails." And I was like, "Why? You were so sure you're good."
But look gay.
And he was like, "People are not going to like it." Can you believe this? 4 years old. He's four.
I believe it.
And he already understands the concept that someone's going to judge him.
Smart
because
kid.
He chose rainbow color on his nails.
Oh, you mean a normal kid?
Nobody's going to judge it. They're going to love it. It's so cool. Like, look how creative you are. Look how amazing you had this idea. Stick with it. You chose it. You liked it. You do it. Who cares what anybody else says? And so I said, plus, you know, a lot of guys paint their nails. This is not like some strange thing
that
you only do. He was like, really?
I don't know.
I was like, yeah. So many. And that made him feel better. But it just got me to thinking how completely judged we are all the time. The way I see it is that there is masculine and there's feminine energies inside of us all, you know? And that's period. That's just how it is. And it gets concerning to me that we can't just explore these different sides of ourselves, you know, these different energies that are within us. And even for me myself, you know, I oftentimes express the masculine energy that's inside of me.
When I'm eating
and
pussy.
And it's very natural to me. That's how I feel.
I like that shit.
And all the time, if that happens, there's the judgments and there's the stereotypes and there's all the energy that comes toward that. And for my boys, you know, similar. If they want to express the feminine energy that's inside of them, there's all these judgments and all these rules and stereotypes and vibes. And it's really frustrating to me. I'm actually really, really frustrated about it. And I ask myself, why is that? Like, why can't we just express the different energies that are inside us? You know, this is a very normal, ancient, powerful...
Normal ancient power. What the fuck is she talking?
I hate when people do that. You don't know nothing about no ancient powerful nothing. You ain't Erykah Badu. Don't try that shit. Don't even try that shit.
First off, she
named her fucking son Genesis.
Right. Well, no, she didn't name her son Genesis. Her and Swiss Beats named their son Genesis.
Hey, listen.
There's a man in this house as well. They're married.
Yeah, Genesis. The only people that I've known up until now who have been named Genesis have all been girls.
I've never known a Genesis except for the Bible.
No, I've known
one girl named Genesis.
Right.
And I don't know if they did the shit because they talking about the beginning, maybe.
Doesn't matter. It was a girl name. It sounds like a girl name.
So here's the propaganda, right? She's telling this boy that all the boys are painting their nails. It's all the rage.
She's a lie.
But that's a lie, though.
Right.
See, and when you start doing that, that's where this becomes ridiculous.
And that's why when I'm listening to it, I'm like, so you're okay with lying to yourself?
Because this real nigga, Spidey senses was going off. Like,
right.
whoa, what am I doing?
He was like,
whoa, what am I doing? What am I doing?
I didn't went too far.
Right. Reality check. I looked at my nails like, what the fuck? It was fun for a second.
Right.
So, but then I realized this is permanent.
This is not it.
Clowned at school.
Right.
This ain't no real nigga shit.
Right.
And his mom's like, nah, that is real nigga shit. This, you're a real nigga.
Right.
Because all the real niggas are doing this.
Yeah, no, they're not.
And she's talking about she want him to be able to express himself. Like, my nigga, when that nigga woke up from reality about that shit, like, the fuck? Then it's just like she pushing that shit. I'm like, it's okay to do this. No,
it's
not.
She's pushing it. Right. That's what I'm saying.
It's not fucking
so
okay.
So is this toxic
femininity?
No, I was going to say the other F word.
What?
Vaginemity.
Is this toxic gayanemity? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because what you're doing here, this little dude was like, I thought he was supposed to be self-realizing.
Right.
He self-realized.
And said, I don't
this
want
This was
it.
The dumb shit.
Right.
And she's like, no. You said you wanted it. Now you got to take it.
You got to stick with your fucking, you made your decision.
What kind of gangster bully shit is this?
You a man. You a real nigga. Stick with your decision.
Yeah, you wanted it. Now you got to eat it, nigga.
Yeah, no.
You asked for 3 slices of pizza. You got to eat 3 slices of pizza.
You want rainbow, nigga? You going to have to get rainbow. Now deal with it.
She said, if you got that gay energy, keep that gay energy. I want you to bring it out and shit like that.
I don't agree with that. And I don't know how Swiss feels about this. But it's got to be something in the back of his head, like, ooh, I don't want to be on the wrong side of history. But God damn, man, like,
I remember
you can't force them to be Rainbow Coalition.
So that nigga don't need to be sitting right up under her if she getting her nails done.
Why is he always at the shop with her? Like, right. Stay home, my nigga.
But nigga, right. Beware your dad. Nigga, daddy, hey, you got him. I'm going to get my nails done. You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing. But with, you know, sometimes with women raising kids, you got to make sure in today's time, because these kids aren't as strong,
right?
I think.
So when my son was young, I remember my wife sent me a picture. She had a wig and she had put it on him. And I was like, don't play like that. I don't want him to get the wrong idea. You know what I mean? You guys think it's funny and it's cute because it's a boy and he dressed up like that now, but this shit ain't funny. You're setting, you know, again, there's a lot of things you can get used to. You know what I mean?
Whether, you get used to anything.
Right. Exactly. So anything can become normal.
Yeah.
Anything can become normal. So it's just a matter of your fucking, you know, your exposure to it enough to where it becomes not a thing anymore. And so that's where we're at. Everybody is trying to normalize this, right? And make this a real natural thing. That's what's killing me about it. When there's nothing natural about it.
If it's so natural, why they got to keep yelling it?
But
if it's so natural, why they got to keep yelling it?
I just know that.
Why is there so much resistance from me? I'm a dinosaur. Me and everybody fucking else is a dinosaur. We're all dinosaurs.
All I know, again, is that one of the things that I can do is I can look at something and tell you if it adds up. And all of that don't add up to natural. None of that adds up to natural. And so I'm like, you know, if that was natural, then we would lead to extinction. I was watching Bad Santa and he was like, I don't, you know, fucking RIP fucking both of those dudes, Ritter and fucking Mac are fucking not here anymore. But Bernie Mac was saying, you know, talking some shit. He's like, I wouldn't want to, you know, stop people from fucking. And he's like, John Ritter's like, no, I'm not, you know, I'm not, you know, advocating celibacy. He's like, hell nah. He's like, because it'd be the end of the fucking human race. I mean, we could say that if we were comparing things, homosexuality is like celibacy, right? Because there's, even though you're fucking, the chance of you fucking and reproducing is zilch.
It's very slim. None.
It's not very slim. I don't know if two dudes could ever fucking make a baby. I don't think two women could fucking produce enough.
You don't think?
I know, because he said very slim to very none the odds of right. homosexuality leading to childbirth. But so I said all that to say that it's not natural. So that's what cracks me up is when it's made out to be something that is a natural thing. Like she wants to take it to ancient time. Ancient? What? If this was ancient time, nigga, you wouldn't be here.
I think she's talking about like the Aztecs or African whatever, but I get it, but that's
what
not...
What was the nigga that used to have the parties and shit? You mean...
Hugh Hefner?
No, the motherfucking ancient nigga. They named something sexual after him. What was it?
Caligula.
Yeah, Caligula. Yeah.
It was Caligula, smooth.
Caligula.
Caligula.
Just say it right.
Caligula.
No. Say it right.
I said it.
No, but
say it again.
I said it.
The last G is harder. You got to say that guh.
Guh.
But the Caligula.
Yeah.
Caligula.
There you go.
See, I knew you could do it.
I said Caligula.
See, that's not
it.
Caligula. Caligula.
Caligula.
Caligula.
There you go.
Caligula.
There you go.
Caligula.
Nope.
Just stop.
Okay. Caligula. Right.
But like I'm saying, you know, there was freaks in ancient times and
right.
we fucking had Prince in the 80s. I mean, right. they're always in existence, but to fucking use those as an example of...
Well, I don't think that's what she was talking about.
What is she talking about? The ancient injury?
I think she was talking about like the Aztecs and the Mayans and maybe the ancient Africans that used like different powders and paints and stuff on their faces and you see what I'm saying? Like the tribal shit. But she doesn't realize that her son ain't fucking tribal. What are you talking about?
Nah, he in a different forest.
Different ecosystem, yeah, my nigga. Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
Painting that nigga up to that tribal paint.
That's way different.
She don't know what that's...
That's way different.
See, it's that's the problem with society today, they conform into all of this shit that's being pushed out there, you know, on everyone, you know what I'm saying, in the fucking agenda, you know what I'm saying? What happened to the times where, you know, it amazes me that, you know, today's time, people say, I'm not going to raise my kid like my parents raised me, right?
Right.
You know, and...
Which,
you know,
may be a good thing, but damn, sometimes you go too far.
But you... No, well, yes and no, be honest. It just all depends. It all depends, right? You know, when you look at it, like, if you look at it and say, hey, okay, my mom raised me. I've never actually been locked up in jail before, right?
But you did get herpes.
You know what I'm saying?
From her.
You know, I actually graduated from high school. You know what I'm saying? right. I actually, you know what I'm saying? I've done all right for myself, right? So, you know.
If you took away the way you treat women, you're like a fucking stellar dude.
So, so was it bad when my mom did? No, you know what I'm saying? Like,
what part? You mean like how she raised you?
Yeah, how she raised me. You know, it's just like how motherfuckers will be quick to say, I'm not going to whoop my kids because my parents, they whoop me. Well, motherfucker, you might need an ass whooping. Some kids really need to be fucked up sometime. You know, it's the difference between an ass whooping and abuse. Now, you... Some kids need to be abused too, because they motherfuckers get it. You know, some of the motherfuckers just really need it. Well, you know what I'm saying? But I get it, right? For the sake of the law today, you can't really abuse your kids. But we should get fucked up.
Black Snake,
you
know what I'm saying?
We should get fucked up all the way. But they say, I'm not going to do that. And it's just like, now, well, I'm not going to do this to my kid, and I'm not going to do that. That's why these kids, punk ass kids today now, you motherfucker, you, one, you ain't put no name, so no look, he, she, him, to your fucking
how
kid.
How many of your brothers and sisters turned out good? Let's do a percentage. Out of all of y'all, how many of y'all turned out good?
The first how five many was turned in out litter? Decent.
Five. How many?
My mom had seven kids.
Okay. Whoa. So what's right. the percentage then?
So when she did, she was very strict on the first five, right? The first five has done pretty decent. You know what I'm saying? The last two motherfuckers where she just wasn't do no ass whoopings.
But there's a significant age gap between the fifth one and the sixth one.
Yes. Yep. And it's probably what? 10, 11 years.
You get tired after that.
So she was years. A different parent at that point.
Absolutely.
A different adult, because she was a little older.
Yep.
So she had a little bit less, more patience and a little bit less energy. So it could be, you know what I'm saying? Just matter of fact, that's just the way it was, because, you know, when you're 30 and whooping a kid, it ain't the same as when you're 55 or 60 whooping a kid. You it's know what I'm saying?
No, y'all got the same daddy?
I think it doesn't matter, J-Mac. It doesn't, you know, in the era, you know, I think it was just it was the era of time too. You know, when you start looking at kids in the '90s, it shit started really just changing. You start getting into the telephone, cell phone days, you know, times, and technology, everything just started really just truly evolving. And as well as just the households, you know, and the shit that they used to do, you know, inside of the households, everything started changing big time.
Are you okay with saying that two of y'all didn't turn out good?
Give you an example, right? Give me an example. Right? It's just like,
I mean, they may listen to this. You're okay with them knowing that?
No, I'm just saying,
two out of seven. Five out of seven. That's a good odds.
But the thing about it is, not that they didn't turn out good. I'm not saying that they didn't turn out good, but it's just
they
like,
just still fucking up.
It's like, give me an example. Majority of kids that you knew growing up, right? Nigga on a regular motherfucker say, I can't wait till I turn 18 to do what? Get out of mama's house, right? Motherfuckers used to say, motherfuckers couldn't wait till they was 16 so they could get a what? A license, right?
Car, you know what I'm saying? Drive.
These fucking kids, like my little brother, them niggas just getting driver's license. Well in their 20s, one of them is in his 30s and probably ain't got one yet, you know? And the thing, not that he can't drive, but we had the motivation to drive to do it.
It was a different push.
It was, yeah. Motherfuckers would be like, I can't wait till I'm 16 to get a what? A job.
Right.
These motherfuckers be like, shit, fuck it, nigga. Hey.
Why do you think that is?
I just like how he's making it like we're doing a sermon. He's like, to do what? So dick.
Right.
I just can't wait till 16. Turn a trick.
But it was, like I said, it was just a different time. And it's just like now.
Well, why do you think that is?
Why I think it is? Right. It's just
babies. It's babies.
It's because of everything that we have our hands down.
That's what I'm trying to. That's what I believe.
Once upon a time, well, you just looked at the TV and that's all it was. Local, and if you had CNN and you had the World News at that time. I think it was World News that was
on. At what time?
When we were growing up, it was really only
CNN.
It was the World News only.
You old as fuck. Why no CNN when we was kids, little kids?
Nah, nigga.
That's why I changed. I said is that we had the World News was the only big news that we had.
What did the World News come on?
I don't even know. I just stayed up to watch that shit.
Come on, 60 Minutes?
No. We had the world news would come on one of those channels, and they would just mention
Walter Cronkite.
We didn't have cable, my nigga. What are you talking about? Cable was when
everybody had that goddamn digital.
It's not a digital.
Not digital. Yeah,
analog. I don't remember world news being on analog.
This is what I'm saying. But you're right though, J Smoove. Is that I think that's the biggest difference, right? Like now, kids don't have to move to, in essence, go places, right?
Experience the world,
right? To go out and experience shit. They can fucking Google shit and find out. They can watch videos and shit about things and find out. We didn't have any of that. To find out about the world, we had to go get it. We had to go be a part of it. We had to learn it because we didn't want to fucking be lectured about it. We didn't want to be told about it. You know, parents always try to tell you what the world was going to be like. We wanted to go figure it out for ourselves because that was the only way. There was no. And I think that's the biggest thing. I think the technology that we have right now keeps the kids inside. Like, I mean, I had a 17-year-old, right? She don't know how to drive. She don't have any interest in driving. She don't want to, because she not, in her eyes, she not going to be driving. And I feel like I may be to blame because she sees her mom not drive fucking ever. So she like, I'm going to marry a dude. I'm going to get a dude like my dad.
A chauffeur.
I'm going to get a dude like my dad.
It's Daisy driver.
Just drive around all the damn time. But
and then you drove Uber too. He's a driving ass nigga, man.
I am, man. It runs in my family.
But it's just, I think it's just fucked up. And the thing about it is that, and it's like the play on words that motherfuckers they have to use today. It's like she's talking about, well, we're going to just keep this energy. You know what I'm saying? No, motherfucker, if the nigga is gay, yeah, you want them to be themselves.
How is a 4-year old gay?
But if that, now come on now, when that motherfucker, that little young motherfucker, I mean, goddamn, what was the Terrence Howard shit where he put him in a trash can? No, that nigga found out early, and I know it's a movie, right?
So wait a minute. Just because a nigga put on fucking high heels or whatever didn't mean that nigga was gay.
It was not
because so this is my deal, right? At what age was it that you started being interested in girls?
Nigga, I was young, looking under girls' dresses and dropping.
How old?
6, 7.
That's not 4. That's what I'm saying.
It's a little older, yeah.
Right, that's not older, at 4. Yeah. You're not fucking thinking about sex and your sexual That's what I'm saying. But so maybe, the people that are putting this shit on kids at this age, you're fucked up because normal kids don't think about that kind of shit. And for you to put that into their fucking conscience, you know what? I've known fucking parents that have done that. Right? They fucking allow they expose their kids to things at an early age that kids necessarily their age wouldn't normally be thinking about and don't necessarily need to be. But what they consider, I'm keeping it real.
Right.
I'm going to keep it real, my 100. And so that's fine. You can do that, but to put the fact that some kids are finding out what their sexual identity is at the age of 4, since when, my nigga? I have never known a fucking 4-year-old that gave a fuck about their sexual identity or even knew what a fuck a sexual identity was. So you're over here campaigning for your 4-year-old to fucking wear fucking rainbow fucking fingernail polish.
Well, okay. No, I don't know that, you put the word sexual in there. I don't think that either that article or Alicia Keys used the word sexual. They're talking about how they identify.
Right.
So just because you identify as a woman doesn't mean you're going to like men. You might identify as a woman and like women.
That's what women do. Women like men. Let's be clear. Let's not start blurring this shit,
well,
right?
No. I'm not blurring, but you're the one who's introducing the sexual word. I don't think either one of those articles or Alicia Keys said sexual.
Well, so this is what orientation, right?
Identity. And see, I want to be fair because it's bullshit, but I want to be fair to what they're saying.
So it's not sexual orientation?
No, it's identifying. Okay. So what they identify as. So that's the thing. See, they separated all this.
Help me out this then, right? So for all of humanity,
yes,
women got with men.
Not all of humanity.
No?
Not anymore.
Okay, well, up until now.
Up until a few years ago, right. Yes. So, women were supposed to be with men and men were supposed to be women. And everybody else was on the fringes.
Right.
That wasn't considered normal. That wasn't considered the natural thing.
So I feel like...
I mean, but honestly, God doesn't think it's natural either. Go ahead.
I feel like I'm about to look down this fucking kaleidoscope of fucking weirdness.
You don't have to look down the kaleidoscope. You just have to understand what I'm saying. No. And then we can move on. I just want you to understand that when you said sexual, you're throwing something in there that's not there. So
it has to be, though.
No. See, that's what I'm saying. We don't have to look at them like perverts because
It's not about being a pervert, but
if you're saying that they're forcing their kid to be a 4-year-old sexual thing, then that's not what they're doing because they separated that. So I want to be fair to the bullshit. It's definitely bullshit, but I want to be fair to it because they're not saying sexual things. They're saying identity. So what they're saying is, Jamie Mack, how do you identify? When I asked you how you identified, you said he, him, or right. he or him or something. Right. So you understood what I was saying.
Right.
That doesn't necessarily mean that you like women. That just means you identify as
That's
something else, though. That's what your sexual preference is. So I want to make sure that when we're talking about 4-year-olds and little kids, I don't want to call Alicia Keys a pervert or a pedophile type bullshit because she's talking about sexual things with kids.
So help me wrap my head around this.
All right.
So if I am identifying as a woman.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be if I'm identifying as a woman,
yes.
Wouldn't it be as a woman that likes men?
What year are we talking about? what year is it?
I mean, because otherwise.
What year is it?
Like now.
No, then that doesn't necessarily mean that.
Okay, because then, oh my gosh, this shit fucking gets crazy. Like, I mean, honestly.
Even do it?
Because then if it's not that. Then right, what are we doing?
Why even do it? Why even do it? I watched a Vice clip. I can't remember what it was called. It had something to do with LGBTQ or plus or something. They asked them, and everybody on the panel was gay, lesbian, something from LGBT.
Right.
They could not agree on a definition for most of this shit. So how in the fuck can we understand if they don't understand?
It doesn't make sense to me that you would want to be because if I see something, right, and this is what I see, right, a woman, this is what a woman is, right, a woman, because I'm already a man, right, so I mean I'm already this. I don't feel like a man, which would make me think you feel like a woman. Then if you feel like a woman, that means you like men. And if we're not talking about that, then. I mean, so you like you model yourself after a transgender woman then that could be a man that used to be a woman, but what?
But see, what I'm saying is.
It's like, how'd you get the beans over to Frank's? Fuck.
Right, I understand. And it's very confusing and it's a little ridiculous. It's too much. But what I'm saying is, to be fair though.
Right.
Because I want to make sure we judge this with at least some balance because
what is she afraid of then? If it's not sexual ridicule or that type of thing,
how they identify. So what does this little person think that, how do they feel? Do they feel masculine or do they feel feminine?
Man, this is the thing though, right? If you dress a motherfucker up in girl clothes,
they're gonna feel feminine.
They're gonna feel feminine. How do you think?
If you make him wear rainbow nail polish, as soon as his homeboys see him.
Okay. So this is what we get for tomboys. So this is what's happening? This is payback for tomboys?
Tomboys is something very different. Tomboys can fuck.
No, but tomboys though, right?
But you might want you a tomboy.
I'm not, hey, listen. Listen,
tomboys got good pussy.
Listen, I'm gonna just say though, right? But we,
as a matter of fact, I've never met a tomboy with bad pussy.
Right? See, I'm trying to tell
you.
Have
you ever met a tomboy with bad pussy?
No.
Jay Smooth. You have no idea.
Listen, but my thing is, right? We've seen it, right?
I was like, Jay Smooth, you got to be ready, man.
if you raise a female, right? Like a boy.
Yeah.
She'll end up having boy like tendencies. You know what I mean? She may fucking spurn, you know, dolls and fucking, you know, other shit. She may like the fucking roughhouse and play sports and do all of this shit. We've seen this. We've already seen this kind of social engineering. We know what's possible. So why are we fronting and act like we're not about to turn these fucking all these boys into little fucking girls? We don't act like we haven't seen it happen.
Right.
I mean, why we weren't tripping with it, tomboys, because what you said, they had good pussy. Yeah. So it wasn't like, oh, well, yeah, you may fucking wear flannel shirts and shit.
No, tomboys didn't wear flannel shirts. They might have worn a hoodie.
No. Okay, well, depending on where you find your tomboys.
Flannel shirts?
That's a dyke. Man. I was thinking about a country tomboy out here.
You tomboys know? Don't wear flannel shirts, my nigga.
Yeah,
dykes wear flannel shirts. Stop it. You fuck dykes, nigga. I'm talking about tomboys. Tomboys used to wear like Nike suits and shit. Like track outfits,
like,
right?
What, like a Pendleton? Like a Pendleton?
No, Air Maxes and shit.
Yeah,
no,
Air Maxes.
They dress more boys' jeans and shit.
Cross-colored suits, like the outfits.
We're talking about the same shit.
No, we're not.
No, you talking about the ones that wear Dickies outfits.
Flannels, nigga? No, I don't want no Dickie bitch.
What the fuck? That's a tomboy, nigga.
I don't want no full suit Dickie bitch. Man, come on.
That's a tomboy,
she wore Dickie pants.
No.
Dickie pants with like a t-shirt and some chucks?
Like,
okay.
Right, like a Dickie pants and a wife beater. No.
No full Dickie suit, nigga.
Okay, what if she don't button the whole jacket? What if she don't button the top up?
No,
she got the wife beater underneath.
No, I don't.
With unbuttoned.
No.
That's sexy. That can be sexy.
Okay, that's West Coast, right?
Right.
Okay, I get you. We didn't have that. We didn't wear that kind of shit. Definitely not no motherfucking Pendletons and no motherfucking flannels. But tomboys, I think most people knew that a tomboy was hanging around dudes because she liked dick.
Right.
She was always
touchy.
She was always touchy-feely. She wasn't even touchy-feely. She was...
Okay.
What's the touchy-feely when they want to be touched and felt? What's that called? Because touchy-feely is when you touch somebody. Right. What is touchy-feely when you want to be touched and felt?
That's a good one. I don't know.
In heat?
Yeah.
Right? The tomboys were usually in heat bitches.
Yeah.
There was that one that used to smell, but she looked like a girl.
Right.
But she used to smell, so it didn't really fuck her. But the tomboy used to be okay. He was like, whoa, wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? She fast, too?
Right. That's what I'm saying. You give her the ball, right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, she's not scared to get tackled.
Right.
Like, why was that chick never scared to get... Dudes were scared to get tackled. I ain't gonna lie. When I was young, I was scared to get tackled every now and then. It wasn't like every single time I went out there, I was like a gladiator.
Niggas back in the day was clotheslining motherfuckers.
Tomboys was never scared to get tackled, dude. They wanted to get tackled. They wanted to be on the bottom of the pile.
They're trying to prove.
They want to be on the bottom of the pileup. They grabbing dicks.
I love to you.
I just never got my dick grabbed. That's why I didn't know.
Nah,
but when I got older, those tomboys.
I can go get it.
I never played that.
What?
I never played that.
Wow.
That's some dumb shit.
That's a staple.
Nah, I never played that.
Yeah.
That's the best kind of goddamn game when you play.
Freeze tag?
Freeze tag? Everybody played that.
No. Freeze tag where you got to unfreeze. How did you unfreeze people?
You couldn't unfreeze them.
Nah, see, on the West Coast, we play a different type of freeze tag. So when you play freeze tag, right, then to unfreeze the motherfucker, you got to crawl under it like a croquette. Like, you ever played that game croquette where they had a little...
Croquet?
Whatever. Croquet, yeah, where you had the little balls in the circles and the mallets.
You had to crawl under her legs?
Yeah, you had to crawl under her legs.
You had to crawl under a boy's legs, too?
You didn't free them niggas. Fuck them niggas.
You only yes, looked.
No, nigga.
He was the nigga freer.
No, hey.
Like Alicia Keys, keep the same energy.
When they had the motherfucking dresses on too.
You was a dude known for freeing niggas.
Okay.
Jamie will free you, man. Jamie, come on, Jamie, man. Come on, man. I can see it.
And they had dresses on. And see the girls, most of them.
Dresses.
Oh. And they would wear, you know.
And so you would look while you go in there?
Oh, yeah.
Nigga, I wasn't.
Bitches back in the day, was so young and
I wasn't thinking about
dirty
that.
And shit.
I wasn't thinking about nothing.
You know, young motherfuckers.
Their panties were dirty?
I'm talking about, you know, you young and shit. Motherfuckers be bad. They was young. They bad at taking baths. The young bitches.
What?
Back in the day when you were younger. You talking about like the young age that you're talking about.
No.
How old were you talking about, J-Mike?
I'm like 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, motherfuckers were taking baths like that.
So your daughter didn't take a bath when she was 7?
I never noticed.
Once a day, if that.
I never noticed no fucked up panties though when I was down there.
I wish your bitch would come out with some dirty panties on, nigga. We'd talk about that bitch forever.
Forever.
Some dirty bush ass bitch.
Oh, she gonna give me some because I'm gonna talk about it. Like, you gonna let, I'm gonna be like, Shazam.
What's crazy about me, man, I wasn't thinking about pussy until it was time to get pussy. Like, I was cool with the girls when I was in middle school, and I started like, oh, shit, we supposed to fuck this. Once I learned we were supposed to fuck that, it was a different story. I'm going to play no fine, go get it. I think 1 year I might have been into that going to the closet for 5 minutes shit. spin the bottle shit. Like, that was like 1 year. And then it was like, we need to fuck. This is all this other shit. This games. Why are we playing games?
Maybe that's why I was a late bloomer, because I was into all of that shit.
He's like, can we play spin the bottle one more time?
I was like edging for 17 years and shit. Like, that's all I did.
Y'all had like one girl, though. So y'all didn't play spin the bottle. Y'all played, okay, who's the guy that's going to kiss her this time? Like, y'all just, all the dudes sat in a circle and spin the bottle, and all y'all probably fucked the same bitch.
No.
The same one you crawled under.
No.
No?
No. No one was fucking at 8, were you?
I wasn't. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but this is, the girl who was crawling was 8. So this is the thing, though.
Right.
You weren't thinking about it. As I don't know what was going on with me, because I seemed to be exposed to it, right? Like, and these were some fast bitches. Like, I remember I had my mom's roommate. Like, she had a roommate, I guess, and had some kids. And her daughter was my age. And
your mom's roommate?
Well, no, she lived in a different room. She wasn't that kind of roommate. This is still the 80s.
Friend?
This is still the 80s, right? But she had kids, right? And her daughter would want me to dry hunch her. And her fucking...
You did it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I was nervous. I just did it out of, you know, just like something to do. And then like the brother, like her older brother, would be like co-signing on shit. Like almost like... cuckold.
Fuck my sister, man.
Yeah.
Bro, fuck my sister.
Like cuckold shit. You know what I mean? Like,
nah, yeah. Not cuckold. It wasn't his girl.
Nah, but still, your sister, you don't want to see that. You should
do. Maybe he was gay. Maybe he wanted to see you.
But anyways.
He just watching you hunt his sister. And you was good with it. Look, you had no idea.
Hey, look,
like oblivious.
Shit was fun to me.
He was porno to a fucking... Yeah,
fun to me.
A gay older brother.
And then I think I told that story. That was the first time I tried to have sex. And he was trying to, you know... He had co-signed that.
He didn't grab it and put it in?
He had said, go on in the room, right?
After French Reggie told us about that shit, I saw some where the nigga, he grabbed the nigga's dick and put it in his wife.
Yeah.
He put his hand on the nigga's
don't
dick.
Don't do that. We'll fight.
And put it in his wife.
Don't do that. That fuck? Nigga, he must have not known it was some other nigga's hand. You let another...
She was laying on him with her face at his face.
Yeah.
This nigga grabbed his dick and put it in his wife.
Yeah.
And like, because what happened was it popped out.
Yeah, you back up.
And it popped out.
Back up.
It popped out.
Back up, my nigga.
This nigga, no, I got you. Bruh, I got you. Hold up.
What did they say?
Fuck my sister.
What does the director say at the end? Scene. And they go, scene. We that was not in the script, my nigga.
Whoa, bruh. If that's your hand, my nigga, it needs to not be your hand.
Right. So so he tells me to go in a room with his sister, right? I think I was trying to stick it in her booty because it was too tight.
Way back then?
I mean, I wasn't meaning to. I just did, again.
Way back then, you was packing?
I didn't know what the...
Get the fuck out, man. These niggas and these dick stories, man. So you was... this nigga, you was 8 years old packing a fucking baseball bat, just, nigga.
How tight does a booty have to be?
You could have been packing back then, nigga. It's okay. Hold up for your dick at 8.
It was an 8. No, this was like 12. This was like 12 or 13.
Just sitting there, nigga.
So check
nigga
us out.
Nigga dicks be hard for no reason. Wind blow, nigga dick off.
And look, and I'm trying to push it in, right? And...
In the ass at 12?
No, I didn't... Whatever was there, I didn't know. That's my thing. But then when I didn't know what it was until later when I realized what an asshole felt like. I was like, this feels more like where I was at the first time. Like, you know, all these little starfish creases on the out around. This thing...
You got a sensitive dick, my nigga, if you can feel all that.
I started with the finger, right? So I was using the finger like a shoehorn.
So you had your finger and your dick in somebody's ass?
No, I just had the finger to the tip, and I was just trying to use it as a guide.
And then you put your dick on top of your finger?
Right, and tried to slide it into I thought was a pussy, but it wasn't. It was like a dam, nigga. That shit was closed. But it was good enough to make a nigga bust a nut, right? And so I busted a nut.
Uh-huh.
Nigga, I didn't know what happened to me. I ran. You know what I mean? And I said, I'll be back. You know what I mean? And I'm sure she was... I didn't know what she was covered in cum because I'd never busted a nut. I didn't know what had happened. But I know you ever got socked in the eye in that bright light?
I've seen stars. I've seen real stars. Like, you know how you think like in a cartoon?
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen that shit.
I don't know if I just squeezed my eyes so tight that's what happened, but that's what I saw.
Right.
And then I was done. You know, I didn't... Wasn't no seconds. I wasn't horny no more. Right. Like, the urge is gone. Like, I felt like Eve after she ate the apple, nigga. I was embarrassed. I needed to go for some reason. And I went and slept in my mom's room. I was like, I'll be back. You know what I mean? I told her, I think my mom is calling me. Yo, we about to get caught. You know, I made up some excuse, my nigga. And I didn't even try. After that, I didn't even try for like a good 3 more years.
Damn.
Yeah, I was like, shh. Yeah. And then when I tried again 3 more years, same shit happened. I had a premature, like, I think I put the pussy on a pedestal. I had put the pussy on a pedestal for so long that when I got back close
when
to
you
it.
You were 12, you was putting pussies on pedestals?
Bro, I'm telling you, I was hunching at 8 all the time, and pussy was on like
I must have been a cool ass nigga, man.
I don't know. I was around a bunch of perverts, I guess. I was exposed to some shit. I don't know. My babysitter, my babysitter used to let me hunch her.
Wow.
I think I was like 10, and she may have been like 16 or 15 or something like that. Yeah. And she used to,
since she was packing,
she used to let me lay on her.
Since she was packing, she was probably, shit, this little boy got a grown man dick.
I didn't care. She gave me favor. She favored me over my sister, and that's all I cared.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A trip.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to. But anyways, I don't even know where I was going with the motherfucker.
Well, we were talking about babies and shit, and you.
Yeah, no, I'm not fucking raising a baby, bro. Well, who do is
not
I'm not
they. It's not they. It's they.
Baby. I'm not. Oh, I get it. Baby.
Like a baby.
Yeah.
Baby.
No. I'm not raising a baby.
What if the love of your life wanted you guys to raise a baby? You're usually very progressive about these things. You feel like people should just get to do whatever.
I'm not doing that shit. I'm not falling and conforming to what the fuck these motherfuckers been trying to do. They trying to do out here in the agenda that they push. I'm old school. Fuck it. If it's a boy, it's a boy. If it's a little girl, it's a little girl. We're going to call a motherfucker.
But see, I don't know that that's true. I think that if your daughter, wanted to wear ball caps and Jordans, I think you would let her.
That's not a problem, but that's not the same thing as, saying, I don't identify that she's a fucking little girl.
No, what if your son wanted to wear kids and wrap his sweater around his waist?
We're not doing that shit. I don't give a fuck.
So you okay? So
it's the thing is that, you know, it's just like she said, you know, like motherfucker, the little boy said, Alish Keys, little boy said, hey, I go to school, they gonna fucking talk about me. If my son go to school with some fucking kids on, some bitch kids, like chili the shoes, and a fucking, now, the sweater wrapped around the waist, you could probably get away with that shit, right? That's not really as bad.
I've worn a sweater around my waist before.
But if that motherfucker
run out there. You want to look at your ass?
If that motherfucker run out there with a.
That's what it's for, right? That's,
yeah.
Just to cover your ass.
Make sure nobody can see my ass print.
Now, if this nigga go out with a chili skirt with some kids on and say, hey, no, fuck that bitch. We're not doing that. No, now, if he had a kilt on, that'd be different because I would tell nigga, go out there and make sure you.
He used to tell us he's going to wear a kilt. Remember that?
Yeah. Yep.
I will wear a kilt only for so I can get some kilt check. Get them chicks come down
there. Kilt check.
Yeah, well, if that's even a real thing.
You said it was, my nigga.
So. And the motherfucker at work had told me that's what motherfucker at work.
Whatever you say.
He told me his homeboy used to get kilt checks all the time. I'm like, kilt checks? What the fuck is that?
But it's like someone pay you to wear that?
If somebody paid me to wear it?
Is that how you get a kilt check? What is a kilt check?
No, motherfuckers be like, it's something that some of the shit that they say, hey, the women will go under that and see if you got drawers on. Not drawers, but underwear on and shit like that.
Oh, kilt check, and like
they,
a nut check.
Yeah, and they look
cup
fuck
check
with your dick, suck your dick, whatever they do under the kilt. You know what I'm saying? So
you don't like the front of your mic?
You said what now?
You don't like the front of your mic?
I done started doing that bullshit like French Reggie be doing. You know what I'm saying? Because I would always talk into the mic, but start doing it, you know, like he's doing for some fucking odd reason.
you tribute to
French Reggie. Shouts out to French Reggie.
Shouts
though.
Out to French Reggie, man. I'm worried, though.
I hope he getting some pussy over there. Lots of it.
I hope he's getting ready to fucking come back because China's. It's maybe it's just Hong Kong. I don't know.
They got the bubonic plague over there too.
Yeah,
now.
And I posted that shit, bro. That fucking plague is nigga some shit that some medieval shit. Come on, man. There's an outbreak.
Is anybody talking
he might
French?
Not be able to. Because we might not listen, nigga. He might have to get quarantined. Because I told you about the motherfucker I work with that I almost fought when he came back from Thailand with that cough.
Oh,
this motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't think he told us you fought him.
Yeah, no, I almost did because he wouldn't stop coughing around me.
Whooping cough?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck he had. And I'm like, I'm not playing with you. He thought that shit was funny.
Yeah.
I'm like, nigga, you don't know what you got, but you didn't have that shit when you left. Don't come back here coughing, nigga, thinking that shit's funny. Not around me. And French Reggie, same way, nigga. You're going to have to get quarantined when you come back because fucking Chinese bitches
whooping,
in the
whooping cough.
They got something over there that's a plague, bro. Like they akin to the bubonic plague, my nigga. Some shit that's uncurable, and that's not even anyway.
Why do you always say plague?
What is it called?
Plague.
Plague.
That's what I said.
P-L-A-G-U-E.
Say it again.
Plague.
Plague. How do you say it?
Plague.
Why do y'all both say it like it's a Q? Plague.
No, not plaque.
That's really kind of how y'all saying it.
No, plague.
Just plague. Like plague.
Like
plague.
Liga.
No, why do you say plague?
Plague.
Why do you saying plague?
P-L-A-G-U-E.
What? Who's what?
No.
It's P-L-A.
So just say what? P-L-A-Y. How do you say P-L-A-Y?
Play.
Okay. Now put a G at the end of it.
Plague.
No, not plague. Plague.
Plague.
Yes, plague.
Yeah.
The bubonic plague, not plague.
Plague. Same thing.
You know what? I always fuck up like that because I say melt too.
No, melt is correct.
No, I don't say that then.
What?
I say milt.
Milt?
Milt.
For M-I-L-T? Well,
I've learned to say melt, but I've always say milt.
Jay Smooth used to always say, what's the number?
Number.
The number, 678-636-9116. What's the number?
I didn't know that. I didn't know milt was not the right word.
Yeah, it's not. How would you say, why would you say milt?
Because that's what cheese does.
It melts.
It milts.
It what?
Milts.
What the fuck is wrong with
it
y'all?
It melts.
It milts.
M-E-L-T.
Nigga, cheese melts, nigga. That shit melted all over. Come on, bruh. See, why you guys make it seem like you never seen chill milty all over shit?
Whatever, nigga. You playing.
Okay.
You playing, right?
No, nigga. I'm telling you. I was, thank you, white people. And I had to thank the white people because the white people brought it to my attention.
Right.
Because before that, I used to say axe too, right? And I didn't know, you know what I mean?
Jay Smooth still says axe.
I've never said ambulance.
No, I'm going to tell you something.
I never said ambulance because I wasn't from it. I never said screech.
But I'm going to tell you, every time I say the word ask now, I think about you and Kit fucking always correcting me.
Yeah.
And I could be sitting down talking to somebody.
Right.
And I say, hey, you know, so I said ask, you know what I'm saying? And I fucked the word up. I have to go back and correct the shit because I'm like,
right.
Fuck.
Because you want people to know that you know better.
Yeah.
The one I still can't get them to stop doing though is on tomorrow. I can't get them to stop doing that.
On tomorrow instead of tomorrow.
Yeah, it's just tomorrow. Yeah. There's no on tomorrow. That's fucking dumb.
Yeah. Yeah.
2010.
I'm getting better.
What about on today?
Oh no, I'm gonna tell you one of the things that like because, and I just thought about that.
Yeah,
thought about this. Like yeah. I always send. Be honest. I send him something. Say, hey, read over this. Tell
flowers,
me what you think.
No chocolates.
No reading over something. Oh. I send him a rough draft or something. And read over it. And I'm gonna tell you what I learned.
Do you understand what he's saying?
I do now.
So
but
he wants to send something out.
Why not just say that? Why not just say I sometimes send Be Honest stuff to proofread.
Proofread, yes.
Right. Proofread. I send something to Be Honest proofread. Proofread for me.
I sometimes send things to Be Honest.
And so look, and using the word A or N, so I just realized because I forgot this shit in English. One of my employees said, hey, because I hadn't proofread. He was looking on, he said, hey, you know, when the vowel comes after
uh-huh.
And the word stop. And.
So oh, A or and.
A or and, yeah. And you have to use, if it's A-N, the next, the word has to start with the vowel.
Vowel, yes.
Yes. And so I forgot that shit. I was like.
And if it's just A, the next letter has to be a consonant.
A consonant. So I forgot the shit. And so it brought to, you would correct my shit. And I wouldn't know why. I said, damn, that shit seemed like it sound right.
Nobody needs that shit.
But, huh?
Nobody needs that shit.
But it made sense. And now when I'm writing,
listen,
I'm like, this shit makes motherfucker perfectly
good
sense.
It's easier to make the mistake of vowel than it is to make the mistake of consonant.
When do you need that?
So like you say, can I have a apple? It's easier to make that mistake than to say, can I have an book?
I never.
See what I'm saying? People make the vowel mistake a lot, actually.
Yes.
Okay, A
especially,
apple.
Especially black people.
Yeah, A apple, I guess.
Well, no, that's not even a black thing. That's a mistake a lot of people make.
If you're talking about singular, right? If you were, I just want A apple.
But it wouldn't be. It'd be an apple.
I know.
Right. So it's easy to make. Now, people who make the consonant mistake, the N and consonant are fucking.
How about I say, hand me A apple?
No.
I know. I don't know. I mean, see, so again, I don't know that rule.
That's a rule.
But How about you just fucking know how to talk?
Right.
Come on, man. Do you need a rule to not say a apple or whatever the fuck?
So when you say hand me an apple, that was wrong?
That's right.
Right.
Hand me a apple.
That's wrong.
But it sounds right as shit.
Does it? See?
Hand me an apple.
No.
Well, see, but you don't say a, you say hand me a apple.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say a, you'd say hand me a apple.
Yeah, because a apple sounds really shitty.
Yeah, nobody says a.
Hand me a apple.
Hand me a apple, but that's wrong.
Yeah.
It's supposed to hand me an apple.
Oh, yeah, I know about that, but that's different than milk.
Yeah, it is very different. But I was just like, it came to mind because I was like, damn, I was always wondering why he say, Bianca would be like, change this shit. Or like,
that's another one better. I can't say.
So here's the crazy one, right?
Alcohol.
So here's the crazy one, right? Why? You wouldn't say hand me an yo-yo. You say hand me a yo-yo.
Yeah.
Because A-E-I-O-U and sometimes why. See, so that's the one that's a trick. Look, he fucked him up. Look how I just fucked Jay Smooth up.
And he's like, sometimes what? You ain't heard that song?
It's so crazy because you forget all of this shit.
Because you know what I'm saying?
Because you don't really use it like that.
No.
Unless you send out a fucking mass.
You would say, I'd like to buy an yacht.
That's what I used to say too. Alcohol. Like rubbing alcohol.
Yeah.
Alcohol. He still said alcohol.
Yeah, like
I said alcohol.
Like the owl was not.
I never say alcohol. I never say that. That's the most country shit.
What's the grade before?
Alcoholic.
Before first grade?
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten.
See, I don't say that either. I did. It's kindergarten. And I didn't know. I promise you, I didn't know it was kindergarten until I knew someone who took their kid to kinder care. And I was like,
Kinder? What the fuck is that?
Right. Kinder care? What kind of kinder care? That's what I thought it was. I was like,
but that makes sense though.
Right.
That would make sense. Kinder care would actually make sense.
That's what I thought it was.
You're a fucking idiot, but it would kind of make sense.
I was like, kinder care.
Maybe it's a double, like a double entendre or whatever. It's like kinder care and it's also kinder care.
And anytime someone says kindergarten, it sounds weird to me. That's how bad I've never heard it. Like no one around me fucking says kindergarten.
What about anti-disestablishmentarianism?
Kindergarten. Like you old uppity ass nigga. You know your ass was in kindergarten, nigga. Everybody,
no, I was never in kindergarten.
Everybody nigga. Was in kindergarten, nigga.
I was never in that.
Everybody's in kindergarten, nigga. Never. Nobody in kindergarten, nigga, says kindergarten.
I did.
No one says kindergarten in kindergarten, nigga.
I did.
I don't know.
I used to always say kindergarten. Every single time.
I don't know. I just never seen it written anywhere, maybe. Because I bet if I read it, but I just never seen kindergarten written anywhere.
I think I'm forgetting something, man. Something we need to announce on the show. What do we need to announce on the show today? Is there anything? He already ruined the fact that Straight from the Hip show didn't retire.
They didn't retire.
Damn. We ruined that already.
But
there was something else I needed to announce.
So he should be the one that has to listen to that episode to hear what the fuck they say.
Oh yeah. So you need to listen to the most current episode and see if they
clap
beef
back.
Is on.
Okay.
Because I didn't see the episode. It must have dropped it today. Yes.
No one can hear you when you're shaking your head.
Yep.
What happened to your segment?
Ooh.
What is your segment?
My segment is when Smooth in the News brings to the No Nonsense
Wait,
Show.
When Smooth in the News?
Smooth.
Why does it change every week?
In the news.
Smooth is in the news?
And he bring it to the No Nonsense Show. Smooth is in the news.
Smooth is in the news?
Smooth bringing you the news.
Thank you. Got a different name.
Thank you. Every week.
That's the listeners.
One of the things, you know, it was fucked up for me.
What was?
The segment.
My shit that I wanted to bring because I really can't.
Well, okay, so there's a big gap here where you're not talking. I can see your waveforms here on the recording. There was a gap there where I saw you on your computer looking through stuff that I saw TMZ, I saw all kinds of stuff, and I said, "Oh, well, that's why he's not talking."
Because when you come out, I just wind up stopping shit. Then my battery went dead.
You out.
You're talking about you doing your homework and shit like that.
Why you got that look in your
right,
eye?
Right. Why is you like all of it?
Because you come out, and I'm like, nigga, ain't.
So why are you doing your homework on the show? Like,
what? Well, I was trying to prepare. I wanted to prepare before, but I was doing other shit I was preparing for.
You're going to have to make up for it. Bring a guest next fucking next show or something.
I'll bring one next show. I'll bring somebody
else. Don't bring no bullshit, man.
I'm always going to bring up. I be bringing some pretty good damn guests on the show.
Since when? When was the last time you brought a guest?
Most of my guests years. That I bring, I tell you what.
It's been years, my nigga.
I tell you what. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to be on the horn, and I'm going to make sure I confirm me at least 3-4 people, so that way I have one guest to show up.
Okay. Never met a friend you didn't like?
Never met a stranger.
Oh, that's because I was going to ask you, which guy was going to come in the show?
Who?
What's my nigga name? That Shazam.
Shazam. Who the fuck is Shazam?
Wasn't that a Shaq movie?
Yeah. No, Shaq wasn't in that, was he?
Shaq was Shazam, right?
No.
Shazam.
No, was he? Shaq was no damn Shazam.
He was. No. Come on, man.
Sinbad was Shazam.
Was Shaq in the movie Shazam?
According to Entertainment Weekly, Shaquille O'Neal starred in the 1996 movie Kazam about a genie who resides within a boombox.
Kazam
was Sinbad.
You're right.
Yeah.
But that was very close.
No.
It was like a knockoff.
No.
Zam.
There was a lot of Zam.
Okay.
Zamboni.
There's two Zam.
Jason, you know what a Zamboni is?
Hey. Black movies ending in Zam.
So, I got an opportunity to watch the fucking movie a little bit.
What fucking movie?
Kerry Washington.
American Son. Yeah.
You still ain't finished that dumb shit?
Nigga, she stayed in a goddamn police station, nigga.
What do you mean?
Nigga, she was in a fucking police station the whole fucking time.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a one scene movie.
And then like the motherfucking cop fucking was surprised because he played, the husband came in and they played him.
They didn't play him.
Well, the dude didn't know when he was started talking about
it. He didn't say who he was.
Yeah, he didn't say what.
He did a Jackie Chan.
He was like, sir. Such, and you know, and I guess he had a badge. He thought he, you know, motherfucker probably worked down or something or whatever. And then he said, yeah, that's our son. That motherfucker changed his whole fucking tune.
I like to let people think that I can't talk.
Yeah, but they did have her looking fucking horrible.
Yeah, she looked horrible. Not fuckable.
But no. I wouldn't go that far.
She looked in distress. You'd fuck a woman in distress?
I would not go that far to say that Kerry was. I would not say that.
Of course.
You'd fuck a woman in distress?
He makes a habit of it.
That motherfucker right there, I told a good friend of mine, I said, I love, we were somewhere. I don't know if we was in a salon or some shit. And
in the salon. When's the last time you've been in a salon, be honest?
Never. I've never been in a salon.
I love going by the salon. I do. I see women all the time.
Get pampered.
I say, man. I told him.
Get his rainbow
nails.
He goes
to visit his esthetician.
Genesis.
One of the stylists were in there, and they was talking about some chick that was coming in. And he said, man, oh, Smooth was talking to her. I said, yeah, I love bitches that's damaged.
Okay.
I do. I love chicks that's fucking damaged. Yeah.
Okay.
You find a lot of damaged chicks.
For sure.
I'm willing to bet that you have about...
left at me.
95% damage rate.
So this is the thing. I just thought about it.
But
maybe he's part of some like fucking damaged chick Ponzi scheme. Like like him and these other dudes that they just damage bitches for themselves, right? So they just poison the well because, again, like the more damaged bitches, then we're all rich, nigga. You know what I mean? Like you damage some bitches and then you're damaged bitches and then it just multiplies and shit.
Luckily, we have wives already.
Man, I'm telling you, I don't know what the fuck I would do, man. Honestly, I would move out of the country. I would.
Okay, let's be honest for a second, though.
I'd go to some other foreign country.
How damaged was...
I ain't fucking with none of these American bitches nowadays.
How damaged was your woman when you got her?
She had some wounds.
Yeah, she had some scars, right?
Yeah, she had some wounds.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
It's amazing that Jace moved out here fucking... I take it personally now. I take it personally.
Out here fucking just carving just...
That could have been my wife.
And that's why they niggas say cutting, because they really just... They just scarring these bitches up.
Yeah, like stop, man. Cut it out, man. Be a good guy, man.
I mean, we gonna cut.
Try
harder.
Hey, listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning in once again to the No Nonsense Show. Make sure you go out to the website, raresonnets.com, where you can check out all the shows. What else can you do? You can join our premium subscription. If you haven't yet, you're missing out on a lot of great content.
Man.
$4.99 a month is all it costs for you to get access to every show we've ever done, as well as the premium content. J-Mac, you gave me one the other day, didn't you?
Yep.
I didn't send it out. Was it about the Popeye sandwich?
I can't remember. You know,
do I need to put it out?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. But yeah, so Jamie Mack puts out shows called Life of Mack. Kit and I put out shows called Pillow Talk.
Oh yeah, no, it was definitely not about the Popeye's chicken.
It was,
because the other one was about the Popeye's chicken.
You gave me two?
Yeah. So you put the Popeye's chicken one out, right?
Oh, I did. You're right. Yeah. Okay, so there's another one you sent me.
Right.
Got you. So we put out episodes here and there. French Reggie does the Millennial Mind all the way from China.
All the way from China.
Jay Smooth does
shit.
Jay Smooth does
shit.
Hey, listeners. Hey, for the new year. Hey,
stop it! Don't do that.
For the vision. I'm talking about the vision.
Every fucking vision.
The vision 2020. I foresee myself putting out Premium in 2020.
Okay. One.
I said for 2020, I'm putting out some Premium in 2020.
A or N?
A premium show.
Wow.
Hey, some premium shows.
Okay.
Yeah, so for 2020, that's what I see. I see that in the future.
Yeah, but make sure you guys go to the website and, you know, yeah, support us. If you don't want to join the premium subscription service, you know you can still pay your laugh tax. There's a link for that as well. If you really just want to donate to the show and show us love, buy us some drinks or some coffee or whatever it, I guess it is that people say when you're supposed to donate, make it seem like it's okay. Do that shit, man.
If you give money to the homeless and you don't fuck with us.
No, we're not homeless. Come on.
No, but
all of us are doing okay. That's not the point.
No.
I don't want to.
Providing a service though. The homeless people ain't doing nothing but.
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying. We're doing something of value because you're listening to the motherfucker right now.
Right.
So if you laughed, how many times? If you laughed four times today, I think you should donate something. Even if it's just a dollar. Even if it's $2.
$1 a laugh?
I think you should donate something.
It's a bargain.
We entertained you for at least an hour and 25 or so minutes. I mean, yes, we know Jay Smooth didn't really bring his
topics. Fuck that. DoorDash us some motherfucking food to this bitch. We'll give you the motherfucking the information. Hey, hit Smooth up.
I'll give you my Cash App.
He's going to give people your address.
Right.
Give you my motherfucking Cash App.
Okay. Keep supporting us. Keep interacting with us, and we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.